The Supreme Court has upheld a Tennessee law on transgender minors. The law bans certain medical treatments for them. This vote fell 6-3 along ideological lines, with Chief Justice John Roberts writing for the court's conservative majority. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is in our studio to talk about this. Nina, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Always good to see you. Now, I know sometimes when Roberts writes an opinion, he makes it very, very narrow, judges as little as he can get away with. But how broad is this opinion?
It's broad. Remember, this case was brought by transgender children and their parents in Tennessee who claimed that the state ban on hormones and puberty blockers for children who suffer from gender dysphoria was discriminatory because they said these same medications are permitted under state law for other minors who suffer from other conditions like early onset or late onset puberty. Today, Chief Justice Roberts, writing for the court majority, applied the lowest level of legal scrutiny to the state law. It's called rational basis, meaning basically, if there's any rational justification for the law, it passes constitutional muster.
Okay.
And as the Chief Justice put it, this case carries with it the weight of fierce scientific and policy debates about safety, efficacy, and propriety of medical treatments in an evolving field. The voices in these debates raise serious concerns, and the implications are all profound. But the court's role, he said, is only to ensure that the law does not violate the Equal Protection Clause. And having concluded that it does not, we leave questions regarding this policy to the people, their elected representatives, and the democratic process. And I should add here, Steve, that there are 25 states, fully half the states, that have similar bans, or if we include Tennessee, that have bans.
Okay, so this is a big deal that Justice Roberts has effectively said, not my job. It's not my role to decide on this. We'll leave it to the legislatures. But what did the dissenters say?
In a rare oral dissent from the bench, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said that because Tennessee law expressly classifies on the basis of sex and transgender status, the Constitution and settled precedent require the court to subject it to a higher level of scrutiny, not the low rational basis test. The majority, she said, contorts logic and precedent to say otherwise. The court authorizes, without second thought, untold harm to transgender children and the families who love them by retreating from meaningful judicial review exactly when it matters most. And the court abandons transgender children and their families to the political whims of the times. In sadness, she said, I dissent.
It's just interesting to realize once again how much power the court has in just when it decides it's their business or not their business. You said it's a broad ruling, but does it leave some things unresolved?
Well, it leaves it to the states to do what they want on this score, at least until more information might suggest that the scientific data is wrong. You know, this is an area where there is new data that suggests, I don't say conclusively proves, but suggests that maybe treating gender dysphoria has real downsides. And so basically this leaves it to the states. And I'm assuming that about half the states will have bans and half the states will not. And kids will have to travel to other states to get treatment.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Steve.